Live from Studio G right here in the heart of America. I'm Steve Gruber, fighting for you every day from the foxhole of freedom to defend the freedoms that we have left and being brutally honest every step of the way. Thank you for being here. It's the Steve Gruber Show, State of the Union Day. Three big things you need to know right now. Number one, the Democrats always howling about ethics and transparency, but it's all for show. They absolutely don't believe it, because if they did, Senator Bob Menendez, who just got smashed with new charges, would be out, and he's not. Number two, the border crisis rages on, and instead of protecting kids from being illegally trafficked, the Biden administration has dumped rapid DNA testing at the border for illegals. Shocking, right? And number three, with the rematch between the current President Joe Biden and the former President Donald Trump all but certain now, well, the Democrats are in a full-blown public panic. And you can see it just about anywhere you look. They should be, by the way. Both Biden and Trump cruised to nationwide victories on Super Tuesday. And with the crushing defeats, it led Nikki Haley to bow out finally. And so did a couple of no-name Democrats, none of which would have had any impact on the run to the White House. It was all a foregone conclusion. So that sets the stage for Trump-Biden, too. But, of course, the dynamic is very different today, because Americans can now compare and contrast where we were with all the major issues in 2020 and where we are today. And for Biden, there is almost nothing anyone can point to and say, hey, isn't this great over here? Not that he would notice if you're talking to him anyway, but the answer would still be a resounding no. Of course, because of Trump's political resurrection, the craziest things are being said on The View, CNN, and of course our friends at Escaped Supervised Supervision and Treatment over at MSNBC. Well, they are especially colorful these days. How bad is Joe Biden standing with voters? Well, all you have to do is listen to the shrill conversations on MSNBC where their hair is on fire day after day. Here's an example.
But where I lose the plot is that the Republicans are to the degree that the country's in any decline, it is the threat of a second Trump term. I had former Australian Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull on, and I said, will we still be part of the Five Eyes intelligence sharing? He said, I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, America becoming a threat, which is what it becomes, a threat to the world order if Trump is reelected, is a known known, to quote Don Rumsfeld. It is a known known. And I don't know if former Defense Secretary Mattis or Mark Milley will come out and say those things. But everyone in the national security establishment who worked in and was around the Trump term will tell you that. And what they would say privately and by the end publicly is America can survive one Trump term. It won't survive a second. That is a fact of the view of those who were tasked with protecting our national security during his presidency before. And probably some are still in those agencies.
You know, they should not allow her to have sharp objects ever. America can't survive a second Trump term. Really? We're adding $1 trillion of debt every 100 days under Joe Biden. The southern border is wide open. The number of people coming across illegally is 8 times higher than it was in 2020. Can't survive another Trump administration, really. NATO has stopped paying its fair share while we foot the bill for the Ukraine war. And the list goes on and on and on. And why are they like that? It's the numbers, of course. The first one being Joe Biden's advanced age and rapid decline that can be seen by everyone. We'll see it tonight during the State of the Union address. That's a leading reason why he's being rejected across the nation by voters in, well, just about every demographic. So here's some truth-telling, kind of rare on MSNBC. But Steve Kornacki tends to do that. He shows that Joe Biden voters are going over to support Donald Trump, not the other way around, as they would try to have you believe. Listen to this.
So the numbers he's posting in general election polling against Biden right now are absolutely consistent with what he's got among Republicans in past elections. So again, if you're looking at the primaries and saying, boy, there's all evidence here of Republicans turning on Trump, unwilling to vote for Trump in the fall, you're not seeing it in the general election polling in these Trump numbers. And then you take a look at one final thing here. This is from the New York Times Siena poll. They looked at it this way. They asked respondents in their poll, who did you vote for in 2020, and are you still with that candidate now? 97% of folks who said they voted for Trump in 2020 say in this poll they're still with Trump, but only 85% of Joe Biden's 2020 voters say they're with him. So, again, I think if you're the Trump campaign, you look at a finding like this and say, maybe there's some slack on the Republican side, they're probably thinking, but not a ton. And meanwhile, it's Biden who has the slack. And the reason Trump is leading in these polls right now over Biden, and their polls, they can change and they can be wrong, and all of the disclaimers we can put on it. But I think the Trump campaign would look at this and say they're picking off Biden voters right now more than Biden is picking off Trump voters.
That is exactly right, by the way. As many as 10% of Biden's voters from 2020 say they intend to vote for Donald Trump in 2024, which is completely in contrast to what the Democrats and their media lapdogs want you to believe, that somehow Trump voters from 4 years ago and now Nikki Haley voters are going to flood in with support to Joe Biden. Newsflash, that's never, never going to happen. Not ever. But that's the line they keep pushing and will continue to push for months to come. I mean, what else do they have? They have to cling to some fantasy, and my friends, that's it. Joe Biden is losing. Quentin Folks, the Biden campaign director, says it's just not true. Biden voters are leaving to back Trump. But what did you expect him to say anyway? Here he is.
What are you doing to appeal to these voters who are going over to his side? Is it blowing your mind? Is it? Is there a specific plan or program that the campaign is running?
So I also don't believe that these voters are going over to Trump's side. Look, I think that black voters aren't monolithic whatsoever. And we have to do the work of communicating with them, which is why one of the first things that, you know, I wanted to get in place when we started this campaign was making sure that we communicated with them.
Quentin doesn't believe that Biden voters are going over to Trump. Hey, Quentin, come on over to the Midwest for a few days. Let's go for a ride. Let's talk to some real people. Come on, Quentin. I'll show you. That's exactly what's happening. The number of people that I've spoken with that have said, you know, I voted for Biden, but I'm not going to do it again. I'm completely disenchanted, disappointed, whatever word you want to use. They're going to vote for Trump. They don't like Trump. They're not big fans of Trump. They don't want to see him tweet. They don't care about his bloviating, if you will. But they liked his policies. They liked America when he was in the White House far better than they like America today. So, Quentin, come on over. We'll show you around. But that kind of hysteria right there, mild compared to what some pundits are spewing in their anxiety attacks that are being broadcast all day long on the left-wing networks. Van Jones on CNN goes to the fear-mongering extreme, says Joe Biden needs to grovel for Nikki Haley supporters. Otherwise, it'll be full-scale war in Europe and the end of time as we know it, possibly. Good Lord, another guy that needs medication, here he is.
I think he needs to talk to her donors and her supporters and say, if you want to, a year from now, watch Russian tanks rolling through Europe, then endorse Donald Trump and get on that bandwagon. But understand, you're going to wake up one morning and you're going to see horror across Europe, and you're going to have American soldiers, sailors, having to go over there and do something that we could have done with dollars, we're going to have to do with blood. If you want to continue to see the country being divided and unable to govern itself and treat itself well, get on that Trump train.
All right, so here's the thing. During Barack Obama's administration, Russian tanks rolled into Crimea. During Joe Biden's administration, Russian tanks rolled into Ukraine. Russia didn't invade anyone when Donald Trump was president. I mean, just point of fact, if facts matter, Van, just throwing it out there. More after the break.
Hi, I'm Erica, an English major at Hillsdale College. Here's Hillsdale President Dr. Larry Arnn with a Constitution Minute.
The human soul is made to learn, and the highest things of life are the best things to learn. One of these, it turns out, is the way we govern ourselves, and one of the best examples of that is the Constitution of the United States. It explains what our government should look like and how it should function to best protect our rights. It was created to give us the freedom to make choices about the way we wish to live. Unfortunately, most colleges and universities today fail to teach our Constitution. When they do, they often denigrate it. This is dangerous because it is impossible to preserve our liberty if we don't understand where it comes from and how to protect it. Having a proper civics education is essential to preserving our freedom.
To learn more and get a free pocket Constitution, visit ConstitutionMinute.com.
The cost of heating and cooling your home seems to be going up every year, and you know it. But there's something you can do. With the WellConnect Hybrid Geothermal System, you can cut your utility costs by hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars a year. How? If you have a well in your yard and use propane, natural gas, heating oil, or even wood, the patented Well Connect system could save you a ton of money. That's right, your well is the renewable green energy source for your Well Connect hybrid geothermal system, delivering a state-of-the-art heat pump, usually in less than a day. Well Connect is the Michigan-made solution to cutting your utility bills. In the last year, Well Connect reduced propane consumption by 1 million gallons, saving Michigan homeowners over $1 million. Get connected to Well Connect right now, and you can still qualify for a 30% federal tax credit and utility rebates, but they won't be here forever. Find out more right now. Visit WellConnectSaves.com, WellConnectSaves.com, or call 989-356-2113. Well,
scratching on my first school dance takes confidence. So we're getting into college. I've got what it takes. So do you.
Visit knowhowtogo.org to learn what you should be doing right now to prepare for college. Brought to you